may tell strongly in her favour. There are greater natural resources, a richer soil, and more tillable ground. The population, while not large, is increasing rapidly, more rapidly, in fact, than the population of Japan or of Java. And in the character of her institutions, the Philippines have certain advantages. The position of woman, while so unfortunate in Japan as in China and nearly all Eastern countries, in the Philippines is most fortunate and is certain to tell effectually upon the advancement of the race in competition with other Eastern civilizations. The fact that Christianity is the established religion of the people makes possible a sympathy and understanding between the Philippines and Western countries. Japan. Yet there are many lessons which Japan can teach the Philippines, and one of these is of the advantages and rewards of fearless and thorough study. 50 years ago, Japan, which had rigorously excluded all intercourse with foreign nations, was forced to open its doors by an American fleet under Commodore Perry. At that time, the Japanese knew nothing of Western history and had no knowledge of modern science. Their contact with the Americans and other foreigners revealed to them the inferiority of their knowledge. The leaders of the country awoke to the necessity of a study of Western countries and their great progress, especially in government and in the science.